The following podcast was made possible by the sponsorship of Teresa Leong Lee and by Catholic Digital Resources, where you can find downloadable faith formation resources and evangelization tools. Visit Catholic Digital Resources at CatholicDR.com to build your own faith and the faith of others. That's CatholicDR.com.
Good News Ministries of GNM.org presents Footsteps to Heaven. Life's a journey full of challenges. Sometimes we get stalled. Sometimes we get sidetracked. When we walk with Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit to the destination that God the Father designed for us, the results are better than we could ask for or imagine. And now, here is your host, Terry Modica.
As we continue this series on rebuking the devil, I would like to now read to you from the book called Rebuking the Devil, published by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, about what Pope Francis has said on the matter. And by the way, it's very significant that I am choosing to read what Pope Francis has said on the matter because he is at the center of controversy. He's been at the center for a while, and it is going to increase. We are on the cusp of things getting even more controversial, even more divisive. And I want it to be clear to those listening that Pope Francis does understand our need to rebuke the devil, and that includes his own need to do so, the church's need to do so. What he's going to do with this remains to be seen. We need to pray for him. But here is what he says. On May 13 in 2015, he said that the devil is like a knight in shining armor. And referring to the scripture when Jesus was tempted in the desert at the very beginning of his public ministry, speaking of that, Pope Francis says, "The devil, tempting Jesus, boasts of good manners. Indeed, he presents himself as a gentleman, a knight in shining armor. He even presents himself as a theologian by quoting Holy Scripture. He appears to have everything right and neat on the outside, but his intent is always to lead others away from the truth of God's love." Think about how the devil is infiltrating your life first, and then we're going to move past that into the life of the church. But how has the devil, at some point in time in your life, come to you like a knight in shining armor, a gentleman, somebody who's coming to the rescue? Well, maybe you don't think that the devil has really given much interest to you, has really come after you, but let's put the question this way. When have you been facing a problem and the answer seems to be something that goes against the teachings of Scripture, the teachings of the Catholic Church? And these are one and the same because, as I've said in previous episodes, and I say it again and again throughout my ministry, the Catholic Church's teachings are all based thoroughly on Scripture. And anytime you read church official documents, you read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it is footnoted with many, many references to Scripture. Basically, church teachings tell us how to live out the Scriptures. The Scriptures are the source of everything that the church teaches. Even when we talk about church tradition, beliefs that are based on tradition, you don't see it, for example, literally in Scripture, but everything that has been passed down through the generations from the very beginning, which we call church tradition, all of it is founded in Scripture. All of it is, with certainty, not in contradiction to Scripture in any way. So, that being said, have you ever been dealing with a problem and the solution seems to be something that goes against the teachings of Christ, the teachings of the church? I would say that almost everybody listening to this, if not everybody, including myself, have been tricked by the devil this way. The solution seems to make sense. This is why there are so many divorces, for example. God has a way to make every marriage that he has put together, every valid marriage, in other words, he has a way to heal every broken relationship and restore every valid marriage to the fullness of love and joy and everything else that God wants to give to it. It's called the sacrament of marriage. But so many of us, in our need to escape from pain and our lack of belief due to lack of good faith formation, which this is a problem that comes from high up coming down to us, not all the way high up to the Pope, because there are church documents that give us these answers. But who in your life, in your parish, or the parishes where you grew up, the parishes where you got married, the parishes where you lived, have you had the opportunity to get good faith formation about how God comes to our rescue when our marriages are in trouble, when we are in pain, when we're suffering from anything that makes us want to divide ourselves from the sources of the pain, the causes of the pain, the person causing us to have the pain? And if your parish has offered good faith formation in this, have you availed yourself of it? Because when this is lacking, the devil has room to get in, and he does. Demons who work for Satan do. They come in and they say, like Pope Francis talks about, as a knight in shining armor, speaking to us like a gentleman, somebody who cares about us. The voice that says, you know, you need to get away from this suffering. It's very unfortunate that you're living through this suffering. And I'm just continuing with the example of marriage right now. It could apply to any situation, though. So, you know, there is a way out. You can leave your spouse. You can get a divorce because you need to live in a better situation. You need to get rid of this pain. You need to get rid of the person who is causing you pain. Now, as an aside, I want to mention here that those who are in abusive marriages, those who are in marriages where one of the spouses, or maybe even both, are alcoholics or have some other kind of dependency, some kind of addiction, such as drugs or whatever, or when one of the spouses is not even a believer in Christ and is therefore not going to avail themselves of the healing that Christ provides, any kind of situation where spouse or the children are being abused and God is not approached by both husband and wife for the solution to the problems, and both husband and wife, both, if both are not seeking God's ways and seeking God's healing and seeking to repent of their own sins, it's not going to work. God's healing is not going to be available, and you do need to separate at least enough to say, when you are safe, when you've been to, you know, say to the spouse, when you've been to the therapist, when you've been to anger management, you've been to Alcoholics Anonymous, whatever it takes, when you've been there, and I've been told by people who, not by you, my spouse, but by the people who are your therapists, your counselors, the people helping you, when I find out that you are safe to live with, then let's get back together. Let's reconcile. So I am not ever condoning living with, staying with someone who is abusive and someone who is ruining your faith or the children's faith or anything that is harmful to anyone. But I am saying that the devil's solutions are right there in the situation as much as God's solutions are. And we need to choose which side we are going to go with. But let's now move beyond our individual lives and consider how the devil is acting in the church as an angel of light. Pope Francis said on September 26, 2014, "The devil is intelligent. He knows more theology than all the theologians together. And he said on April 11th, 2014, the devil speaks almost as though he were a spiritual master, as though he were an advisor. And Pope Francis said on September 3, 2013, it is true that the devil, as St. Paul says so, very often comes dressed up as an angel of light. He likes to imitate the light of Jesus. He makes himself seem good and speaks to us like that, calmly. Now let's ask the question, in what ways has Satan been doing this in our church today? You know, we're going through some very controversial times, some very difficult challenges that we're facing as a church right now. And there are better people than me who can talk about it and have been talking about it. There are some really great resources. I'll put a couple of them in the show notes for this particular podcast, which you can find on breadboxmedia.com. Look up the name of the show there, Footsteps to Heaven, and you will find this episode and the show notes that go with it. And I highly recommend that you really get to know these issues by studying these more qualified sources than me on what is going on. But in particular, I'm going to talk about the synod that is taking place this October in the Amazon and what the bishops of Germany are doing. These are two hot spots of controversy, two hot spots of the devil coming in, sounding like a theologian, sounding like a spiritual master, trying to get his own way, trying to corrupt the church further than he's already been able to infiltrate with his corruptions. The devil is attacking in a big, bold way now. The devil, who really, as intelligent as he is pretty stupid because he thinks that he's bigger than God and can actually get away with this. The good news that I want to share with you today is that God is bigger than every problem. The problems that you're having in your life and the problems that we are having in the church. The Holy Spirit is about to do something big, something important, something that is going to rattle demonic strongholds and shake people free. But the Holy Spirit is working through me and through you and the faithful. We need to realize that we are part of God's army, and we cannot just sit idly by watching what happens, hoping for the best, or even at worst, succumbing to the lies and the deceptions of the devil because we think, well, it sounds right what the bishops are trying to accomplish in the Amazon and in Germany. It sounds right to me. That's the devil coming in like a theologian, a spiritual master, an expert, a gentleman. But we need to be on guard. I'm going to briefly touch on what is at the center of these controversies, but then I'm going to put it into context of the bigger picture of what's going on and what we are being called to do. The Catholic Church in Germany is heading on a path of leaving the Catholic Church, becoming a brand new, divisive, separating themselves, another division in the church, becoming a brand new, shall we call it, denomination. I'm not sure what to call it at this point, and I'm only guessing that this is what's going to happen, but this is the path they are on. They are not at this moment claiming that they want to separate themselves from the Pope and from the Vatican, but they are in their words, in their actions, in their decisions, they are headed in that direction. They are seeking enough decision-making authority to lead the German church through some hot-button issues that deal with morality and deal with the ministry. They want to normalize homosexuality. And this is not the time or the place for me to get into why this is wrong. Again, there are better sources than me to explain it, and I highly recommend that you go to the Catechism of the Catholic Church and look up what it has to say about homosexuality and why this is not of God. And I'm talking about homosexual activity, or for that matter, any activity outside, any sexual activity outside of the bond of a sacred marriage, marriage that is united by God, marriage between one woman and one man. The sacrament of marriage is so important. And the German bishops want to allow into this sacrament homosexual relationships. And because this is going against the official teachings of the church, they want to be their own authority. They do not want to submit themselves to the authority of the Pope, the authority of the Vatican, the authority of the church that has been the church down through the centuries. And to make matters worse, they want to spread their divisiveness around the world to other countries. Satan's messages, they want to spread Satan's divisions, they want to spread Satan's interpretation that he wants us to follow of what is good and what is evil. The Bishop Cardinal Reinhard Marx said, "We hope that the results of forming an opinion on these matters," and he's talking about the formal forming of an opinion of these bishops coming together and writing a document on it. He says, "We hope that the results of this will also be helpful for the guidance of the Universal Church and for other episcopal conferences on a case-by-case basis." They are taking their document and getting them translated. They are working on getting their documents translated into other languages so that it could be promulgated in other countries. How can Satan be so bold as to think he can get away with this? It happens because he has this awfully sweet-sounding common sense voice when he chooses to, and he chooses to whenever it serves his purpose. It's happening in our church. And what's happening down in the Amazon is just as big, and even, I would say, even bigger, because they are embracing six heresies. October 6th through 27, the bishops of the Amazon region are meeting in Rome to produce a document for their church back in the Amazon. In preparation for this, they created a working document, and it is filled with six heresies, six agendas that they want to push. They are calling this document a new pathway for the Catholic Church. Now, wait a minute. Why does the Catholic Church need a new pathway? Our pathway is founded on Jesus Christ and the first apostles and Scripture. So anytime you hear about a new pathway, you have to wonder, what's Satan trying to do? And briefly, I'm going to cover what those six heresies are. The bishops of the Amazon want everyone to embrace pantheonism. Pantheonism is the divination of creation. Basically, what they are saying in their document is that if we live in harmony with creation, we are good, we are saved. This is taking the importance of doing something about climate change, doing something to protect creation. This is taking it to the point of turning it into a god, the divination of creation. You don't need Jesus as a savior. You just need to live in harmony with creation. That's what they're saying. The second heresy is that pagan superstitions are a source of divine revelation. Now, who wants us to believe that revelation that comes separate from Scripture, separate from what the church has been teaching for over 2,000 years, who wants us to think that this is divine revelation? I mean, we've been here in my country, we've been calling that the New Age movement for several decades. The third heresy is that the Aboriginal people, and now we're talking about non-Christians in the Amazons, have already received divine revelation. The bishops of the Amazon want us to think that you don't have to be a Christian to receive divine revelation. The fourth heresy is that the Catholic priesthood needs to conform to the native customs of the people. The fifth heresy is that a new approach is needed on what it means to be a human being. Huh? We need a new approach to understanding what it means to be a human being? Jesus told us what it means to be a human being. Jesus showed it to us, and it's very clear in the scriptures. And the sixth one is that they want to promote tribal collectivism. Tribal collectivism forces everyone to think, feel, and act in the same way according to the ancient wisdom of the ancestral tribe. Huh? What about bringing in good Catholic faith formation? What about evangelization and helping people to know the ancestral tribe of the church, which goes back to Jesus's tribe, which is the Jewish tribe, which is the Old Testament that Jesus fulfilled, and then we have the New Testament of how we are to live like Christ, being our true identity as saints who are growing in holiness, filled with the Holy Spirit, to become more and more like Christ. Well, what can we do about this? We can't, as I said before, just sit idly by and watch this happen and hope for the best. The first thing we need to do is get off the fence. Many, many of us, good Catholics, we go to church, or, you know, maybe people listening to this are not going to church, but you're a good person. You basically live a good life. We need to get off the fence and be fully on the side of Christ. We need to get the devil's influence out of our own lives. We need to live the truth of the gospel. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said he would give us the Holy Spirit to help us understand what we need to know and to speak what we need to speak. We can't have a relationship with Jesus and remain in this day and age safe from the devil's tactics without the Holy Spirit filling us, anointing us. We need to submit ourselves fully to the Holy Spirit. We need to be purified by the Holy Spirit. We need to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. We need to be on fire with the Holy Spirit, because Scripture refers to the Holy Spirit as a spirit of fire. Fire as in enthusiasm, zeal, energy to make a difference. The fire of purification, where we go out and purify the world around us, because first we've purified our own lives and we keep working at that every day, but we also go and burn out the impurities of the world around us, including within our own church. We also need to make prayer sacrifices. We need to fast. And we need to evangelize others about getting off of their fences. When we live on a fence, we are one foot in the world and one foot in the church. One foot in the ways that Satan teaches and one foot in the ways that Christ teaches. A lot of us want to live a compromised life because the devil has influenced us enough to make us think that it's the right way to live. Go to church, believe in Christ, but also accept that abortion is okay. It's not bad to kill a human being when that human being is still in the mother's womb, because the woman has the right to do with her body and whatever is inside, whoever else's body is in her body, that she wants. You know, that's one of the lies that's been promulgating for several decades. The lies about, you name it, any controversy where Christians who stand up on the side of Christ are now being persecuted, are now being called intolerant for doing. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit because we need to have His boldness to be able to stand up even when we are persecuted for what we believe. Because in this day and age, if we don't stand up, we are going to be contributing to what Satan wants done. If we don't stand up for Christ and the ways of Christ and the teachings of the church, we are going to be held accountable for that. When we face Jesus face to face on our deathbed, He's going to ask us, how many other people did you lead to Christ? How many other people did you help rescue from Satan? Now, Jesus, of course, knows the answer to that. But do you know the answer to that? Are you willing to suffer purgatory over the fact that you have not done everything that the Holy Spirit is calling you to do? I'm being a little hard here on you today because the ramifications are huge. We are at a crossroads. We are at a turning point. There are whole countries of bishops that want to turn away from the Vatican, the authority of the Pope, and the teachings of Christ. We need to pray that Pope Francis handles this the way it needs to be handled. But regardless of how he handles it, we need to know how we're going to handle it. Get informed about the issues and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you have any say in your parish about faith formation for adults, of course, good faith formation for children is important, but if adults don't get it, the children are going to lose it eventually. If you're in a position in your parish to bring in good, solid faith formation that helps people get off the fence and fully onto the side of Christ, now is the time to take action and build that up. The Holy Spirit is about to do something big. Do you want to be part of it? The more that Satan is doing, the bigger of an action God is planning to do. We need to never be discouraged about what is happening in the church that the devil is influencing. We do need to trust that the Holy Spirit has a plan and he wants to work through you, through me, and through many, many other people. This is a time of getting off the fence and helping others get off the fence. It won't be long before those who are on the fence are going to be sliding off onto the devil's side, leaving the church because of the controversies that are happening. Pray with me now for the Holy Spirit to take over your life so thoroughly that you make a difference for the kingdom of God and for the sake of the souls of the people around you and many other souls whom you will never know you've been affecting until you die and go to heaven and you meet them. Pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me. Come, Holy Spirit, renew me. Come, Holy Spirit, renew the face of the earth. Renew the whole Catholic Church. Renew the whole body of Christ, including the non-Catholic Christians. Come, Holy Spirit, unite us by filling us like we haven't seen for thousands of years. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me. Come, Holy Spirit, change me. You have my permission to change me. Amen.
You've been listening to Terry Modica of Good News Ministries. For more faith builders, or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website at gnm.org. You'll find online resources and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit gnm.org today.